The word 360, New King James Version of the Bible. Philippians 1 and verse 21, the Apostle Paul says, "For me to live is Christ."
In raising children, there is much responsibility as related to parenting, and children must understand the importance of how parents, especially mothers, are to be treated. Parents have an obligation to teach their children the meaning of right and wrong by exposing them to the Word of God. There is a reason Isaiah, a prophet of God, says in chapter 54 and verse 13, "All your children should be taught by the Lord, and great should be the peace of your children." Guess who else will experience peace? Ephesians 6 and verse 1 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Children need to understand that their parent or parents have their best interests at heart. Do not ever underestimate the tremendous contributions of a mother. It is not like going to a 9-to-5 job. It involves much work within the home in multiple areas, which is why a mother who works outside of the home should be worthy of double honor. Proverbs 22 and verse 6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Do not allow the ways of the world to be the teacher. A proverb is not an absolute, but it is absolutely essential that children living at home and having not paid any bills understand that much respect needs to be given to the parent trying to be a good provider. God expects mothers to be treated respectfully, even though they are required to dispense what we refer to as tough love. In Leviticus chapter 19, verses 1 through 3, the Bible says, "And the Lord God spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say to them, You shall be holy, for the Lord your God am holy. Every one of you shall revere his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God." Revere means to honor, adore. Mothers make many sacrifices because of the love they have for their children. But sadly to say, children will not fully understand until if at some point in life they are raising their own children. Mothers bring families together during the holidays such as Thanksgiving. Mothers are very special. Many songs have been written with powerful lyrics by those whose mothers have passed away. A song by Boys to Men comes to mind. The words say, "Mama, mama, you know I love you. You always there for me, have always been around me, even when I was bad. You showed me right from wrong. Yes, you did. And you took up for me when everyone was down on me. You always gave me strength to go on." Proverbs 31 and verse 26 says, "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watches over the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness." So to all the mothers who may be listening, Happy Mother's Day.